take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hoffman Show. Second and final hour today here on the Team 980. Coverage of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Championship coming up starting at 6 from our friends at Westwood One. 6 o'clock, again, the pregame. We'll talk more about the game and about the end of Cooper Flagg's college career and what it would mean if he wound up in D.C. coming up at 5:30. Back to the women's game and a look ahead to the WNBA draft, which is a week from tonight. We'll also tell you our plans for that coming up at 5:15. But right now, we're still talking about Ovi. It is time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story. From the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
And it's our pleasure to welcome to the show now Steve Levy, who hosts ESPN's hockey coverage. Watching him on ESPN, talking about all kinds of things for years, but always been right there alongside John Buccigross and their team for the hockey coverage. And Leaves, what a day for Alex Ovechkin this weekend, man. And like, to me, there's kind of two athletes that have always sat in a different tier in sports. And as a guy who also calls football games on the weekends in the fall, I feel like you'll either sign off on this or tell me I'm missing someone. But Jerry Rice and his records, the receiving records, anytime you get close to one of those, like, you've done something pretty spectacular. And same thing with any record of Wayne Gretzky's. So how do you try to put into context what Alex Ovechkin has done here, breaking one of the all-time records that Gretzky had?
Yeah, I'm not sure there is context. I mean, it's phenomenal what he did. Listen, I'm a tinge saddened, quite frankly, that it's over. I imagine there'll be, you know, even some letdown in the Capitals room. And that's something for Coach Carberry to try to figure out, make sure they're still ready to go in these final few regular season games. Look, we knew it was going to come at, you know, once Ovi started ripping off goals at this clip, you knew it was going to come. And but now that it's over, tinge of sadness. There was so much excitement. It was so good for hockey overall, and especially for the Capitals and Ovechkin. What do you know? Gretzky retired with 61 different NHL records, and I think he's down to 59. So he's still going to be okay. But Crosby's out about the 20 seasons of at least a point per game, which is also remarkable in its own right. And now Ovi with the goals. It's great for the game. I'm so happy for Ovechkin. And it looks like Alex is having such a good time with it, as are his teammates. And man, if they could ever finish off this season with a Stanley Cup too, well, then it's an all-time season probably that no one's ever had.
For sure. And I want to talk about basically all of that with you here over the next few minutes. Yep. But the idea that he did this so quickly is something that is not lost on me. You know, I was kind of revving up for this record watch here. And then all of a sudden, it's over. The tear he's been on, like, is this, I mean, it sounds crazy for a guy that's now scored literally more goals than anyone else and the prolific nature that he has had in his career. But like, I don't know, the last week and a half, 2 weeks here, Steve, is this as good as he's ever been?
I mean, I'm with you. The guy's on fire. He's on a hot streak. And again, when you score this many goals, you think your entire career you're on a hot streak. And that's simply not the case. I think Wayne Gretzky did not score a goal in his final eight games. So it's interesting down the stretch. And then they wound up playing the same amount of games, the same record to set the goal record. So it's phenomenal what he has done. And I'll be honest with you, as I always am, I didn't think he was going to get it this season. PK all along said he would. I think Mess was in my camp, and Messier's point was, and I thought it was a fair one, is that he was trying to get this record in critical, hard games against good teams while fighting for, you know, first place in the division, fighting for first place overall in the conference, fighting really for first place overall in the league, so you can get home ice in the, you know, the Stanley Cup final potentially even. So in these critical games where these games are important in the standings, usually those are, you know, 2-1, 3-2 games. You're not playing many, you know, 5-2, 5-3 games where goals are, you know, being scored left and right. So the fact that Ovi does it, what do they have, 6 games left still or something like that?
Yeah.
5 games, whatever it is?
Yeah, 5.
I mean, that's remarkable, the tear that he was on. And, you know, part of me, the league was looking forward, I think, to carrying it, the momentum through the offseason. I'm sure it was already opening night scheduled next season in Pittsburgh or something like that, or against the Penguins in D.C. But it's a beautiful thing. It's been, I mean, just think of the run that hockey, the sport is on, from the Four Nations and everything, that all the momentum there, the exciting trade deadline, now the Ovechkin chase. It's just been great. It's going to set up for an awesome postseason too.
ESPN Steve Levy with us here on the Hoffman Show, talking about Ovechkin's record that he set this weekend, breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record, now 895 for Ovechkin, and every single one of them, Steve, in a capital sweater. This is a sport where, you know, we've had a couple of stars that certainly do this, of the you know, Mount Rushmore types, but you also have a guy like Gretzky who wore a bunch of different shirts in his career. In some ways, I feel weird sitting here in D.C. asking you this, but as a historian of the sport, as someone who loves it, and someone who loves sports in general, and knows what they mean to fans, like, how do you try to contextualize or say what it means to, you know, have this all happen on one team?
Even more rare, right? In an era where, well, in a lifetime where athletes almost never get to call their shot, in terms of, you almost never get to go out on your own terms. And I think part of a lot of athletes' own terms would be staying with one team. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, Gretzky, you know, certainly the Oilers, obviously, and he, you know, he might have saved the National Hockey League with the move to Los Angeles and all the attention that brought to traditional warm weather places in the U.S. and, you know, all these other new markets popping up. So that was critical. But then he did bounce around. You know, people forget he was a St. Louis Blue in one of those terrible blue sweaters, you know, for a year and a half or whatever. And obviously finishing up with the Rangers in New York next to Messier. So to do it in one sweater is awesome. I'm reminded of, you know, like Steve Yzerman. Obviously Sidney Crosby, and I'm not sure Crosby finishes in the Penguin sweater. I'm really not sure of that. There's a lot of talk. He could go, maybe he goes to, you know, winds up in Colorado with his buddy McKinnon, and they try to win a cup together one more time. You know, Raymond Bourque all those years in Boston finishes up in Colorado. Like, these guys look weird in other teams' sweaters, and fortunately for, you know, the district and Alex and the Capitals, and he's only been in that one sweater. It'd be really great for him, obviously, to finish out only wearing one uniform. But that's a real rarity in sports. Regardless of how great a player you are, you almost never get to call your shot that way. And it seems like everything aligns for Ovi to be one of the exceptions there, too.
Steve Levy with us here for another few minutes on the Hoffman Show. You mentioned earlier, Steve, this is happening amidst a playoff race. This is the best team or one of the best teams in the league, certainly right there atop the Eastern Conference. And there is the, of course, like, what does it mean for that part of it? But we've talked about that a little bit already. So I'll just ask you about the team. Like, how surprised are you that Spencer Carberry has this team at this spot? And why do you think they've been so successful against expectations this year?
Listen, I am shocked. I am beyond surprised, and anybody who tells you they saw this coming is absolutely lying to you, okay? In fact, I think a lot of people have the Capitals not even making the playoffs. That's where I'm at. And, you know, remember, they snuck in last year, got the last spot, swept away by the Rangers. But you get guys who have career years. Carberry's doing a great job. We have a big love affair in the studio with Spencer Carberry and everything he's done. What they've been able to get out of Pierre-Luc Dubois is really commendable. The acquisition of some players, you know, Chychrun the year he's having, having two quality goaltenders, signing them up. And by the way, I think Ryan Leonard's going to be a stud in the league. So, you know, I think the good times are ahead. The Caps are now the envy of really – you know, all the other teams that were in a down period and a rebuild for a few seasons, right? Like, you know, Buffalo and Detroit. Now, Ottawa a little less this year and Montreal a little less because it looks like they're going to make the playoffs. And obviously, Washington could wind up against Montreal in the first round. But, you know, you don't want to do a total rebuild, total breakdown. But the Capitals have done it the right way. And kudos to their management as well. Washington is the feel-good story of the NHL, and that was before Ovi got the record, and now they're on top. But again, if they could, you know, cap this when they run to the Stanley Cup, man, are you kidding me? This would be all time. I don't care what sport you want to talk about. It would be, you know, a Disney movie.
Yeah, company man right there, Steve Levy. Getting make sure it's a Disney movie, everybody. Yeah. I'll make sure that the bosses see that one, Steve. Let's wrap up with that thought. Like, can they complete the Disney movie? Essentially, is the question. Like, what kind of chance do you give this team in the playoffs? And how much does, you know, we've seen these teams that feel, you know, for blessed, preordained, whatever version of that you want to say. Like, we've seen these teams before that feel like it's their destiny to win. And with what Ovechkin just did, it feels like this team certainly could qualify for that. But they're also, as we said, they're one of the best teams in the league, just period, and have been all year. So what kind of chance do you give them to finish off the script here?
So I think they're going to be close. I mean, I think the East is wide open, and I see Washington absolutely being the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. Washington, to me, they're thick, they're heavy, they're physical, they're hard. They've got the goaltending. They've got the lead defenseman, offensive players. They've got some shutdown guys. They're getting career years out of players. You know, Tom Wilson can play on any team that I'm ever a part of, for sure. What they're getting out of Protas now, Strome reaching his potential. I know Protas is hurt, but hopefully he's get back to the playoffs. Alex has turned into an unbelievable captain now, too. I think it's the leadership. And probably we don't see a lot of that because it's away from the rink. But I get the sense of the job he's doing. I mean, the East, to me, though, is much weaker. I would be shocked if a Western Conference team doesn't win the Stanley Cup. But you know what? The Western Conference playoffs are going to be such a battle. Whoever comes out of the West will be so beaten up and abused, I think. Maybe that gives the Eastern Conference team an advantage. But in a wide-open East, you have to give the Capitals the edge. I mean, Jack Hughes going down in New Jersey, I would have really liked the Devils. I can't sign off on the Maple Leafs. Anthony Stolarz looks like he's going to be their goalie. Totally unproven in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So I think the Caps are the team to beat in the East. And then it's a question of, can they knock off the Goliath of the Western Conference, whoever that might be of the six teams or so that could come out of the West. But what it does, it sets up a great two more months of hockey in D.C., and that's good for everybody.
No doubt about it. Here's to hoping that we see you and the crew here for a Stanley Cup final, and then we'll let the Caps take care of the rest. Steve, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this, and thanks for sharing your perspective on what Ovechkin's done over here. Not only the last, I guess not the last 2 weeks, the last 20 years in D.C. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, Yeah, looking forward to another celebration of the fountain. Nobody celebrates like Alex the Cat. So thanks for having me on.
I was on the air that day and was monitoring the internet, and I go, I don't know how to do this on the radio, but Ovi's in the fountains in Georgetown if anyone wants to go. So I'm all for that. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, man. That's Steve Levy with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, the NCAA Women's Tournament has wrapped. Paige Beckers closes as a champion. A week from now, she'll be the number one pick in the WNBA draft. But who's going to make that pick? Intrigue. And we'll tell you our draft plans next. It's The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well. On the Free Odyssey app. A week from tonight is the WNBA draft, and we will be live during it. Still finalizing the exact who's, what's, when's, where, but I do believe that we are safe to say as of right now, at the very least for the first round, where the Mystics currently have three picks, we will have coverage. That might be on the radio. It might just be on YouTube, and we're working on exactly where that will be emanating from and who's going to be joining us. But we're going to have some coverage of the WNBA draft. And Anthony Haney, there are real questions about how the top of this draft is going to go, which is interesting because we 100% know who the first pick is going to be, barring the Dallas Wings doing something incredibly stupid. And I say that not to say that Paige Beckers is 100% going to be a Dallas Wing, nor do I think that there isn't a chance that 10 years from now, we look at Dominique Malouanga, the French woman who is 19 years old, 6'6", and already very, very skilled, like really special, rare player. And we don't go, she maybe should have been the number one pick. And that's, and I think Paige is going, like, is a generational type of talent. Malonga just might also be a generational type talent, and they don't make 6'6 skilled bigs very often. So with all that said, Beckers is the surest thing here. She's awesome in every way. But she has expressed, apparently, behind the scenes, some skepticism about playing for the Dallas Wings. And she has more leverage than any player in the history of the sport coming out, outside of maybe Caitlin Clark last year, but she might even have more leverage than Clark because Beckers has already signed to play for Unrivaled next offseason. She also, Clark could have gotten this too, but she could go overseas and make seven figures. And so if she decides, hey, I don't want to play for Dallas, I'm not going to, and she goes and either takes the summer off and just is like, I'll play in Unrivaled, and then try again next year, because the way it works is a team holds the draft rights to a player for a year. If the player never signs their rookie contract, they can re-enter the draft next year. So it's not like Dallas would have her rights in perpetuity. So you got that as a possibility that she could just re-enter the draft next year after, you know, a long season, take the summer off and then play in Unrivaled and then play in the W next year. She could go overseas and just take an overseas contract and play until she comes back for Unrivaled next year. Or she can hope that, you know, she can negotiate with Dallas and see what they can do. But there is definitely a chance that she winds up not being the number one pick, in which case the Wings would be crazy not to trade that pick, because there's every other team in the league that would be desperate to get Paige Beckers. Now, the team that is probably most desperate for Paige Beckers would be the Golden State Valkyrie, the expansion team that is coming this year. The problem for Golden State is they don't have anything to give Dallas. Their roster's not very good. All the players they just acquired, they got in the expansion draft, and then they signed a couple of free agents, but I think they were hoping to sign a big free agent, trying to get like a, could they be involved in like a Kelsey Plum trade or someone else? Didn't happen. So they could offer the fifth pick in this year's draft. They could offer their one next year. But next year's draft is also going to be pretty solid. And the Golden State is probably going to be pretty bad. So, you know, if you get Paige, then fine. But Golden State wants it. But the team that undoubtedly has the best cash of assets is the Mystics. And apparently, one of the places that has been rumored to be on Becker's list, if you believe the reporting, is D.C. They could offer players. They wouldn't. I don't think they'd trade Aliyah Edwards. It's one of Paige's best friends, so that would be super awkward. I don't think you do that. I think you want her to play with Paige. But they could offer Shakira Austin. They have veterans, if you want, like a Stephanie Dolson or a Brittany Sykes. I'm not trying to get rid of any of these players. They're all lovely people and, you know, happy to have them. But this is how it works. And they have three first-round picks this year and two next year. They got their own pick, which is probably going to be pretty good, and the Chicago Sky's pick, which may or may not be good, depending on how good Angel Reese is in year two and if she can carry a team, with Ariel Atkins traded from the Mystics for that pick and the number three pick this year, if they can carry that team to the playoffs. So, yeah, I am fascinated by what this next week is going to look like in the WNBA because I think they're, like, it's calm today. It's just everyone's happy for Paige. She'll go back to UConn. They'll have whatever celebration they have. And then over the weekend, maybe even by the end of this week, and we'll do more on this later in the week, this could get really, really, really real. And whether it's D.C. or somewhere else, Anthony, like, get ready for a very quick version as this week turnaround from week as in 1 week, not week as in W-E-A-K. This 1 week turnaround to the WNBA draft and a expedited Paige Becker sweepstakes. If Dallas is willing to do this and if she makes it very clear that she does not want to be there.
Hey, Craig, I don't really like drama, but I'm not going to. This sounds very intriguing, you know, to see how it's all going to play out. And if it goes in our favor, like, I'll be all for it.
But, it's all fun and games when it goes your way.
Exactly. So, it'll be an interesting moment. I think, you know, Olivia Miles, AZ Foote returning to college definitely does affect, I guess, how the rest of this draft plays out, just because we were thinking, like, we were going to have, like, four or five, you know, people to discuss, like, in terms of who goes in those top picks. We knew Paige was going to go one or two. And then the international player as well.
Malanga, yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting, but I hope it goes in our favor. I hope.
Yeah, I mean, same. And you know, we will definitely see like how this ultimately goes. There's a lot of players that wound up going back. I'm trying to find ESPN's latest W mock draft. Let's see, WNBA draft. Flaje Johnson also went back. Olivia Miles went back. You've got a bunch of players that are going to be at the top of the draft next year. AZ Foote went back. So these are players that definitely would have been in play for the Mystics at three, at four, at six. Right now, here's one from the Associated Press. Doug Feinberg does the work for them. Paige at one, Malanga at two. Sonia Citron seems to be the consensus third pick right now. The other guard out of Notre Dame, 14.6 rebounds, career averages, over a 90% free throw shooter. So you got to replace Elena's free throw shooting. So we got that. Kiki Iriafen is number four. Anissa Morrow, five. Cheyenne Sellers, Maryland kid, staying home, potential at number six. Another international player in the mix there. Sanaya Fagan, South Carolina. Maddie Westbell from Notre Dame. You got Georgia Amore out of Kentucky, former Virginia Tech star. Haley Van Lith, potential first rounder as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. Morrow's a player that was mocked in the top three for a lot coming into the year and is fallen off. So I do wonder if they take the athletic upside swing there. But it also feels like they have so many like kind of big athletic bigs already, and Iriafen would just be adding to that list. So going to be an interesting choice for Jamila Wideman to make, the Mystics' new GM, along with Michael Winger, and then of course their coach Sidney Johnson. So gonna be fun to see what they do, and we'll have it in some form or fashion here at the Team 980. When we get back, the NBA draft lottery is also enormous. We know that the Mystics, you know, they've got the three first rounders, but just how great would it be if somehow the Wizards got that number one pick and Cooper Flagg was on his way to D.C. We'll talk a little bit about that and just how good Flagg is as a prospect. And then we will get into the game that's left tonight. Walter Clayton and Florida taking on Houston for the national title. That coverage starts in 30 minutes here on the Team 980.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Stop and show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Tomorrow, Logan and I are recording a fresh episode of Take Command. If you want to get your mailbag questions in, now's a good time. Just go to the Hoffman Show. Or sorry, not the Hoffman Show, just HoffmanShow.com. Go to our website, the website, HoffmanShow.com, with no the at the beginning. Use the contact form. You can also hit me on Instagram at hoffman.sports. Hit me on Blue Sky. Occasionally I check my Twitter mentions, but not really that much anymore. But the account's still there. I just don't use it because Twitter's a terrible place. NCAA men's tournament wraps up tonight. College basketball season comes to an end with Florida and Houston. Anthony, you talk about that game in a second, but it is kind of crazy to think what could be. Should we allow ourselves to dream?
To dream?
Yeah.
Sure.
What if I told you we are a couple of breaks away from an unprecedented golden age of DC sports, at least in terms of hope and potential? Would you be intrigued?
I would.
Okay. Washington Commanders. Their future. Good hands. The hands of number 5, Jaden Daniels.
done and dusted, right? Feel good about that. Washington Nationals. Got Dylan Cruz and all, James Wood, Mackenzie Gore. They need more. CJ Abrams, like, they got loads of young talent. But Cruz, former number two pick, bell of the ball, probably. Like, of course, some early season hitting struggles, but, like, thinking in the long term, he's going to be all right. That'd be cool. Then, which team do you want to go to next? Capitals, they've got, what's the kid who just came from BC?
Something Leonard.
Yeah, Ryan Leonard. So they got him, and Ovi's still at the end here. But Leonard seems, and some of the other young guys, they've got Strom, et cetera, seems like they're in a good place moving forward. The Spirit are loaded with young talent. Trinity Rodman, Corey Bethune, tops on that list, Hal Hirschfeld, et cetera. There's three players that were on the U.S. Olympic roster last year, and Hal's the oldest one at 23. You have then the basketball teams. And this is where the oh my God, if it happens, comes through. So the straightforward path is the Wizards win the draft lottery. And Cooper Flagg has the potential to be the best player in franchise history. And I realize that is an enormous statement, although not as enormous as other franchises, with all due respect to the franchise greats that have been here, mainly Wes Unseld. But even guys like John Wall, who are jersey in the rafters type of guys. But, you know, I don't know if John's going to wind up in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. He might have been just short of that. Cooper Flagg has a chance to be a bona fide number one on a championship team. He's that good. Again, he's the AP player of the year in one of the best years that college basketball's had in a while. And he should be a high school senior. He last year, I remember talking to, I think it was Bontemps on the show talking about this. I think we might have also had Golliver from the Post. I think we had both of them talking about that USA practice before the Olympics, where Cooper Flagg was, by the eyes of many, the best player on the floor playing against the Olympic team that then won gold in the Olympics. And he was 17 at the time. This kid's something different. And I think you saw it on Saturday night. You saw the entire floor game. I think the thing that's so impressive about him, watching him now more in this NCAA tournament, Anthony, is the feel he has for the game. The way the game comes to him, and he's always making the right decision. His vision is excellent. His feel for just when to move the ball, when to attack, where to attack. The handle's good and getting better. The shot is good and getting better. The rebounding is good and getting better. The block shot timing is excellent. He's big. He's physical. And he's still 18 and is going to grow way more into his body, if not grow vertically more. So, if they get that, and then we just got done talking about Beckers. What happens if the Mystics somehow finagle that? And I feel like I'm getting my hopes up. That one, I fully admit, I'm high on my own supply on that one. I'm hoping that I see, look, it's not far-fetched. The Mystics have the best available trade package. But could you imagine if the collection of young talent in this city all of a sudden is Jaden Daniels, Mikey Sainer still, Dylan Cruz, C.J. Abrams, Trinity Rodman, Croy Bethune, Ryan Leonard, like, and then you add Flagg, Beckers. Dude, I know this, that it felt this way a little bit in 2012, and I think it's worth pointing out that before someone else does for us, that you can have your hopes up and then it can all go terribly wrong. Because in 2012... or by 2013, let's say, because that's the year Brad got drafted. You have John and Brad. You have RG and Alf. You got Strauss and Harper. I mean, Ovi at that point still, like, he's 8 years in, 9 years in, but he's still got a long way to go. And you still got Backstrom, and it's kind of the young guns, if you will, are all there. And that yielded two championships. And Harper wasn't even there for one of them. And one of the worst decades of football we've ever seen that we're just now coming out of. So that's not to guarantee anything. And obviously the Wizards at that point peaked in the 2016 conference semifinals against Boston. So that's not to guarantee anything. But I do think this group would be better than that group. But I guess, you know, we probably didn't feel that way at the time. John was a guy that you're like, is this a guy? He was an elite prospect. And I think the bigger what ifs is like what Strasburg and Harper, from a health standpoint, especially with Strauss, like what more could have been there. So we know there's pitfalls, but oh, to feel hope again, Anthony. And I think because Jaden's already got him to a conference championship game, I think this feels a little more cemented in reality than pure unfiltered hope.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, like, they all were starting from ground zero last year kind of thing. The Commanders rebuild sort of kind of was, you know, expedited a little bit. Like, theirs was sped up just because of Jaden. Like, we didn't know he was going to burst into the scene.
Recalibration, baby, not rebuild.
Oh, yeah, my bad. As he did. And then, you know, with the Capitals and the Nationals, the fact we got all of, you know, those players from, you know, the farm.
Soto trade.
Yeah. So I think that they're sort of kind of just trusting the process. And, you know, we may be 1 or 2 years removed from seeing the Nationals have the success we ultimately want. But the fact that they started, you know, 1 or 2 years ago, I think it's pretty inspiring. And then, you know, the Wizards, we're seeing our young guys coming on strong. Maybe it's not resulting in wins, and I don't think we necessarily want to win right now. We should be tanking. But the fact that we're seeing strides in, you know, Bub's growth and Sar's growth, I think is an encouraging sign. So I think we're doing the right kind of thing. And the Capitals, we just got lucky in terms of how they've been able to, you know, trade away some pieces, retain some pieces, grow the pieces, and then sustain that success. So I think in terms of, like, all of Washington sports, like, 1 or 2, hey, we might be like Boston where, you know, they got the hockey team winning. They got the basketball team winning. They're a couple of years removed from, you know, the Super Bowl years and things of that nature. But still, they were all pretty good around the same time.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of good luck, a lot of good health, but there was no amount of good luck and good health that could help any of these teams like 2 years ago. Everybody seemed to be rebuilding, and now they're in a spot where some of those rebuilds could start to pay off. We'll see if they yield dividends. All right, we'll get into the actual game tonight before we send it to Westwood One's coverage of Houston and Florida. National championship game coming at you here on the Team 980. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube, where you just saw me get my butt up out of the chair into a more acceptable position. What if I just did the whole segment like this, Anthony? I was just down here chilling. This is actually how I sit during breaks. Anthony can confirm.
This is very true.
For those listening on the radio, I am slumped down in my chair. So I have a laptop in front of me, and I can barely see, like, it's at a normal laptop height. Not like eye level that's good for your posture, but like, you know, where most of us have our laptops, which is why we're all craned over all the time. And I currently am just ducked behind the laptop to where my eyes are just over it, which is fine because I'm actually looking. See, like, now I'm looking. I have two screens. I have one that's here and one that's like a big TV screen that I have Anthony on, but I have a smaller version of said screen in front of me, and I was looking at the small one. Now I'm back looking at the big one, which is where the camera is angled. And so now I look like a professional, which is great radio.
Proud of you, man.
Yeah, I can sit up straight for my show. I will say this. The one downside to the show being on video, there are times that, like, I'll be on with Linnell on the weekends or something or at night, and I'm not on video, and I'll use the Comrex, and I will intentionally be as lazy as possible. I think I've done one segment. I have the couch set over there, like where 40 and I did that interview when he came over. I'll sit on the couch and be like, if I lay down, can you tell? Do I sound like I'm laying down? That's lazy right there. Yeah, you know another word for a lazy, Anthony?
I don't.
Efficient.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who else likes to be efficient?
Who?
Basketball players. Transition. Pew, pew, pew. Florida and Houston coming up here in just a little bit. Do you think Walter Clayton can finish off what has been a masterful? I saw Seth Greenberg on ESPN said this was a Kemba Walker-esque run. Too much? The right amount?
I think it's the right amount. The dude literally hits big shot after big shot after big shot. Like, I genuinely don't understand how he makes some of the shots he gets off just because He's coming around full speed, stopping and popping and cashing out. Like, what in the world? Like, over a 6'9 extended hand? Like, I don't know, Craig. I don't understand it. And his layup package, oh my gosh. I tweeted this out. It needs to be studied because it's ridiculous.
A guy his size doing what he's doing is just crazy. Kemba in the tournament in 2011.
Are we talking about the Big East tournament or the NCAA tournament?
I was just going to go NCAA tournament. Okay. Averaged 23.5 points, 1.5 steals, 6 rebounds, 6 roughly assists. If you want to include that includes the final against Butler, which was just a heinous game where 53-41 was the final score. If you want to include the Big East tournament that year, where he was a destroyer of worlds, including against a Syracuse team that was playing with players that I knew because I was there. They won 11 straight games. He averaged 24.6 points, 6.2 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals a game in that 11-game run in March, early April of 2011. Walter Clayton is averaging 24 points per. I don't have the rest of his stats, but 24 points per in this NCAA tournament. So he is, at least on the scoring front, dead on what Kemba was doing.
It's nasty, man.
Yeah, it's gross. You think that? I think they get it done tonight. I think Florida wins.
I will not be surprised, though, if they don't get it done. Just because Houston, they suffocate you defensively. Granted, it took the last 10 minutes of the game for their defense to finally, you know, kick in and start working. But, man, they have a tall task stopping Walter Clayton.
They sure do. And Florida's got others, too. They got some bigs. They got some wings. Like, they're just good all around. All right, coverage of that starting in about 7 minutes, 6.5 here on the Team 980, which means we got to get up on out of here with another edition of. Can you not do that? Can you not do the upside down goggles, Anthony?
I think I don't stretch enough to do.
You don't have the wrist flexibility?
No.
Take that, young man. Who's old now? Anthony and I do hand signals during the real things thing. For those on the radio that are again watching on YouTube, you're missing all the inside jokes. We do hand signals, so I know what time to end the show. And Anthony, I just discovered that Anthony can't do upside down three goggles. Ted Leonsis was on Grant and Danny today talking about Alex Ovechkin, the most important athlete in DC sports history.
Alex is in a class by himself right now. You know, when you break an all-time record in the league, and we've had MVPs pass through here. You know, Wes Unseld is an all-time great, but for Alex to do what he's done, it can be debated. I'm certainly open for the debate, but I'd have to say he's the most important athlete in a professional sport in Washington, D.C. Certainly when we drafted him 20 years ago, I don't think that would have come into the conversation.
I think how you define important is the only thing I can quibble with, and I'm not trying to quibble with Ted just for the sake of quibbling with Ted. Could be fun, but I'm not here to do that today. I think he's the greatest athlete in the history of DC sports. Most important, I think, implies other things that go beyond sports, and I think there are others that have a much stronger case. But on the court, on the field, on the ice, no one better than Ovi. Salute to the Grade 8. We'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the hoops here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.